Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vermeer Corporation CEO and President Jason Andringut joins us on today's program to talk about the latest related to the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on the global corporation.
I walked into the corporate office for the first time since this hit. And typically when I come in here, it's buzzing with activity. There's people all over the place. And so as we stand here today, I see all the signs around here. I see the 6 feet apart. What has been different these last 4 months for you? And what are the things as of, you know, mid-July that we're talking about to get this place back to where it was before?
It really has felt very unusual for the last 4 months. And I'm sure everyone in the country and in the world feels how unusual this period of time has been. Our office team members have been working remotely pretty much this entire time. We are only just now starting to bring our office team members back in a, you know, very measured way with a lot of additional protocols in place to maintain social distancing within the work environment. But from a production perspective, you know, we've been going pretty much full bore the whole time. We did see a little bit of slowdown initially and have seen a little bit of an impact on our volume. But the last couple months, our volume has come roaring back. And thankfully, within the production environment, for the type of equipment we build, there is a little bit more space between people than maybe there is in other manufacturing type capacities. And when the weather is nice, we've got a lot of air movement, and we've got the doors open. So thankfully, even though, you know, we have had positive cases at Vermeer, we feel as though, I mean, we're quite confident that the there's been very little, if not no, transmittal of the virus at work at the Pella facility. So, people are getting it outside of work, but, you know, in a limited basis, but we're feeling that our protocols are working. The ways that we're working and what we're asking our team to do is preventing transmittal of the disease at work. And so that's what we can control. And, we're happy about that.
That's got to be an interesting challenge, too, is that you just don't have people from Pella who work here. You've got people coming from all over. And I'm guessing there's still some measure for a global corporation of people who are coming from outside of the state that are coming into the facility. You kind of alluded to how you feel it's gone well. You know, how has your team really had to respond to that, knowing that this isn't a typical controlled work environment where you're just going to have people from your local community coming in? You've got a lot of different factors at play.
We're very cognizant of that. On the one hand, clearly we have no intention of telling people what to do in their personal lives outside of work, but we do try to remind people that, hey, the decisions you make outside of work, that affects you personally, that affects your family, that affects your coworkers. So please make wise decisions as to how you spend your time outside of work. And, we're very blessed, very fortunate to really attract a workforce from a variety of different communities around Pella. And, we're very aware that we're bringing in people from all around and just very much hoping that people continue to make good decisions outside of work to keep the virus at a minimum at Vermeer to the greatest extent possible.
When we last spoke in person, it was after the National Association of Manufacturers was here on campus, you know, kind of celebrating the work that's been going on nationally. Well, obviously, the national economy is in a very different state than it was 4 or 5 months ago now. What are you hearing from groups like that? What are you hearing from that national group about the status of manufacturing across the country? Because obviously, Vermeer is in good shape. We're at a state where the cases haven't quite spiked, maybe like a Florida or a Texas or so on. But at the same time, you know, unemployment's still fairly high and that there's still a lot of challenges that are being faced. What are you hearing from that national level and how are you trying to contribute to that conversation?
Manufacturing in general is pretty strong. You know, obviously the COVID has just been absolutely catastrophic for travel industry, airlines, restaurants, you know, bars, nightclubs, etc. Thankfully, for the markets that we serve and, much of manufacturing is holding up fairly well. And, you know, certainly things like infrastructure are things that have significant bipartisan support. So, you know, we're hoping broadband, of course, has been a hero of this COVID crisis as people are working remotely, going to school remotely, socializing remotely. So having strong internet connections is, you know, really on people's mind much more so now than it was 6 months ago. So, you know, that type of infrastructure and, you know, maintaining the economy in that way has not only been beneficial for Vermeer, but is, you know, in general, continuing to keep manufacturing fairly strong as well.
Once again, that was Vermeer CEO and President Jason Andringa. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableus.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.